Hi, everybody. Michelle Joy here. Thank you so much for joining my podcast, Law of Attraction in Action. My guest today is Victoria Johnson, and she holds a very special place in my heart as she was my Heal Your Life teacher trainer. So I became a licensed Heal Your Life trainer or teacher because of her, and I'm so excited to have her on my show. She's actually been on my show one other time. She was my first interview with she and her fiance on how to manifest love. So check that out if you haven't already. But this interview, we talk about her becoming an Amazon bestseller with 7 categories. It's crazy. And all the wonderful things she's manifested. And she also gives us a wonderful guided meditation at the end. It was just an awesome experience. So I hope you enjoy this interview as much as I did, and happy manifesting. Welcome to Law of Attraction in Action. Thank you so much for joining me on my podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and I am your host. And as always, I am happy, happy, happy. I don't know how many more happies I can come up with, because every person I interview is amazing. And I'm super, super excited about who I've been attracting into my life. Now, this person I'm interviewing is very, very special for me. In fact, she and her fiance were my very first podcast on how to manifest soulmates. So I love that she's willing to come back, and she is manifesting extraordinary things, guys. So let me tell you a bit about her before we get in the interview, because I cannot wait for you to hear her from her. But her name is Victoria Johnson, and she is a Heal Your Life workshop teacher, trainer, and advanced coach teacher, trainer for all of Canada, which to me is a huge, big deal. She is also the author of several books, with her newest one, Do That and Then Some, Transform Feelings of Less Than to More Than Enough, has just came out on Amazon. And get this, guys, it was listed as best-selling in like so many categories. She got best-selling in self-help, spiritual, abuse and addiction recovery, women's health, eating disorders, drug dependency, and aging. And she got bestseller in all of those categories. So Victoria, you are a rock star.
Thank you. It has been a joyful ride.
So first, let me tell people how I met you, because it's really important to know that you are my Heal Your Life trainer, teacher. And I went to your training last March in Victoria, BC. And I have to tell you, Victoria, and you may already know this because we've become good friends since then, but being at that training has completely changed my life. It was right after that training that I quit my nursing job and I started following my dreams. So you are I give you a lot of credit for my success. Okay, so we're just going to give that to you. So thank you, Victoria.
Well, I will accept your generosity, but I watch what you do every day on Facebook and Instagram, and your consistency, and with your book, and just doing, you are the one taking all the action steps and have created this amazing success. So I have no doubt in my mind whatsoever as to why you are the law of attraction expert.
Oh my gosh. Okay. This is not why I had her on here, guys, but thank you. I'm not going to lie. That's really sweet. So thank you, Victoria. Well, you know what I wanted you on my show. I know I ask everyone is how the law of attraction has changed your life, but I want to be more specific with you, because I know the law of attraction is the huge, huge part of your life. You live this life. You've been living it for years. Am I not right?
Yes, yes, that's correct. I just, realized that I was responsible for creating my own experiences. And let me tell you, the law of attraction works both ways. And so when I was having a really tough times in my life, I now can see my role and responsibility in that. Of course, at the time, I just thought things were happening to me. But looking back, I can see how I was part of that co-creation.
And, actually, I'm thinking I do want to hear your story, because I really want you to share what has helped you've manifested recently, but let's go back to where it all began. Was that okay?
Oh gosh.
Not at birth, but it's a really long conversation. But where things changed in your life and you came into the law of attraction?
Absolutely. Yes, let's talk about that. It's funny, because when writing my book, I realized this is where I need to start, is with the inner child work. And believe me, I was resistant. I did not want to start with the inner child work. I thought, I've done so much personal growth work. Can't I just start from all the good stuff? But I realized that I really needed to share with my readers what my story was and how I've been working through things and how they can as well. And so dealing with the inner child, first and foremost, with things like personal relationships or family relationships, and knowing that that inner child within me is trying to protect me, but also being very defiant, mm-hmm. and learning that I needed to go back and resolve all that. And one of the chapters is called When Your Past Is Still Pulling the Trigger. And then the subtitle is Things Will Go a Lot Better for You If You Lower Your Weapon and Cooperate.
Oh, and I love that. Yes.
And that was what I really needed to learn to do, was to not always be on the defensive and ready to jump, and just to lower my weapon and be who I am and allow love to flow into my life. And I found that so many of my personal relationships, my work relationships, never mind romantic relationships, were healed because of this. Now, that does mean that some things came to an end when I learned to just really start listening, but that was okay too. That was part of the journey.
Yeah. Yeah. And so how did you end up going into becoming a Heal Your Life teacher trainer? Cause this is all Louise Hay's works for people who are not familiar with Heal Your Life. And Louise Hay is the founder of Hay House, and she's the queen or the grandmother of personal development. I don't know how I'd type that. She's amazing.
You know, I feel like it was Oprah who dubbed her that, the grandmother of the self-help movement. And, you know, she was really there for introducing this work to people. And it's interesting because I came from a background where I was adopted as a young child. And then I was raised in a home where we were a Christian family, which was wonderful. My mother was a minister. And somehow I always had that feeling of not fitting in. And that went on to the spiritual side as well. You know, I remember being as young as, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old and sitting in church and just feeling like something wasn't really resonating with me. And so when I think I was either 18 or 19 when I was first introduced to Louise Hay's work, and somebody just gave me the book, and I read the book and I was like, okay, this is my language, right? This is about love and acceptance and taking responsibility. And seeing the best in everyone and knowing that you can change your life by changing the way you look at things. And so it really resonated with me. And, you know, I still had a lot of growth to do, especially through my 20s, and, you know, working through some choices that I was making out of habit, letting my past still continue to pull the trigger. But I did learn that I am responsible for my own life and for my own situations and creating them. And so then from that point, I was able to go forward to, hey, if I'm going to be manifesting, why not manifest some amazing things, mm-hmm. right? And really keep the focus on those positive things.
And when did that start? When did you start saying, like, I'm going to set intentions, I'm going to get very intentional about my life? And because now you have your own business and you're an author and speaker and, you know, you manifest your soulmate. It's you're living kind of a miraculous life. When did that start?
Oh, you know, my life has just been one giant miracle from birth, I would say. But I think that I really started to consider these things in my early 30s. And, you know, some years did a better job of holding the faith than other years. But then for the last 10 or 12 years have been very committed to this way of being and thinking and just turning it into who I am, not something I do.
Yeah. Yeah. And how did you become a Heal Your Life trainer?
So that one took me by surprise, which is kind of funny because I'm a classic overachiever and I usually have my eye on the prize, and this one totally blindsided me. So what happened is in 2012, my mother had recently passed, and I had lost a sister as well. And I just was really feeling like I needed some direction in my life personally. And so I decided to go and take the course that you took to become a Heal Your Life teacher and coach. And so I went to San Diego and took that training and came back and put it to work right away, doing workshops and coaching with people. And I was invited down to San Diego a few times to come assist with the trainings there because they weren't held in Canada yet. And at one point, the leader in San Diego who Louise Hay passed things on to said, well, I guess you know why you're here. It's because we're considering you for the Canadian Teacher. And I really truly didn't have any idea, but was very pleased to have on some level manifested this by just going out and doing the work and drawing this position to me. And so, you know, it took a couple of years to get everything sorted out, but I started in late 2016, did our first training in 2017, and it has been an absolutely amazing experience to watch the transformation. And I say watch because you can actually see it.
Yep.
To watch the transformation in people and to watch the healing and to see them then go out and spread the message to others as well. I can't express enough how appreciative I am of that opportunity.
Yeah. And we had a full house. How many of us were in my group?
I think we were about 18 or so. And yeah, we were absolutely packed, full house. I've got a training coming up in Calgary here starting March 30th of 2019. Mm-hmm. And
we'll give all the details at the end, by the way.
Yes, so let's do that. Yeah. So I think we're at 22 right now, and we're technically full house, but the hotel has let us know that we can squeeze in a few more.
Yeah. So the great thing is when I was there, it's in Victoria, BC, with this beautiful hotel, and we were all together for the entire week. We had meals together. And I mean, I've made lifelong friendships there. And, but like you said, the best part about it is the transformation that happens. It was huge. A lot of tears were spilt, right?
Yes.
And that is part of the journey, is the being responsible and getting, tapping into that childhood wounds, which is something that comes up in your book, right?
It's so true, because my experience has been, and so many of the clients that I've coached and other people that I have spoken to have said, when I don't go back and heal the beginning, it just keeps showing up again. And, you know, in my personal relationships, I haven't had a lot of success in romantic relationships in the past. And I've noticed that I just kept getting involved with the same person over and over again. They just had a different face, because I had not gone back and healed that broken part of myself that allowed me to attract the type of person into my life that I deserve to have.
Yeah, I did the same thing. It was in one meditation I realized I kept picking men based on my childhood. Like, I always thought as an adult, I'm pretty awesome. Like, a scale of 0 to 10, I love who I am. But my inner child was a 3 or 4, and she kept picking those men energetically. Mm-hmm. And once I, in one meditation, I lifted her energy and I told her that she's amazing and all of these things that she needed to hear as a child, and her energy lifted. And then I no longer attracted that. So it truly, I believe you so much, because I've experienced it, that the key is getting into that, but we can change it instantly. At least that was my experience.
Absolutely. And I really love that you've shared that kind of rating scale. I've never heard of doing that before. And I really like that, because
that's the nurse in me. Your nurses, we do scales. It's just that's ingrained in my nursing background.
But that's fabulous. And I'm likely going to be borrowing that with your permission.
Go for it.
You know, because I can relate to that so much. The person that I was putting out there to the world was 10 out of 10, right? And that little girl inside was terrified.
Yeah. Yeah. So since then, though, you've manifested amazing man. I've actually met Chris. He was at the training as well.
Yes. So there is a
secretly, you kept it a secret from all of us, though. It was so funny. I'll, like, I think it was midway. You're like, okay, well, by the way, this is my fiance. We're like, what?
So funny. Well, and it was cute too, because people were coming up to me and saying, you know, we were thinking he would be great for you.
And that's confirmation, right? That's
right. Well, I feel very blessed to have found somebody who was like-minded, which is what I was affirming for and what I had put out there to the universe, someone that I could share this type of work with and who would be on the same wavelength. And I've just been blessed with the universe providing the something more factor. You know, I thought that I was asking for enough, but the universe gave me all of that and even more.
Yeah. And that's what I always tell people when you are manifesting something, say always at the end, this or something better. And I have to tell the listeners, the podcast that I did with you guys is How to Manifest Your Soulmate. And you can hear both of their stories. So just plugging that in.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. You know what is amazing about your podcast? And I am so thrilled to have been your first guest along with Chris, but I was checking things out, and it looks like you've had like 10,000 views.
Yes. That, isn't that amazing? Is that good? I don't know.
Fantastic. And that is a classic example right there of the law of attraction in action. Maybe we can come back on another podcast and I can interview you and you can tell the listeners how you have achieved such amazing success. So congrats.
I love it. Well, it's all of you guys making me look good. So thank you, Victoria. So now I want to talk about, though, how you manifested this amazing best-selling book. Because, A, the title, the cover, I haven't gotten the book yet. I apologize. Like, I wanted to read it before I saw you were on here. But the title in itself is a big catcher for me. Tell us more about your journey around the book and becoming a bestseller. This is awesome.
Okay, I certainly will. And I will warn you ahead of time, it's not all roses.
That's good.
Let me first just tell you a little bit about the title, do that and then some. So basically, when I first started writing almost 3 years ago, my intention was to call it 100 Love Lessons. And it would be lessons that I learned in the School of Hard Knocks that I have transformed through changing my thinking and the law of attraction into love lessons. But then shortly before the book was released, maybe 6 months before the book was finished, one of my friends said to me, you know, you always do that and then some. And it just clicked. And I'm like, okay, that is the name of the book right there. Do that and then some. Transform feelings of less than to more than enough. And yes, and the book covers several different categories. So it starts off with the inner child work. Then it moves on to your personal health. It moves from there into relationships, from there into working within your passion. And then the final section is your spirituality done your way. And so just walking you through the process, I'm going to tell you that there was a lot of time where I didn't want to write. And when I did write,
I love that you're sharing that. Thank you for sharing that. Because people think it's all, you know, easy and there's in the flow, but sometimes it's not.
Oh yeah, not at all. And it's not writer's block. It's pain. And just reliving all of the pain and digging into it to find the gems, to find the treasures and the turning points and the little miracles, but still having to walk through it again. And I shared in a video on Facebook a couple of weeks ago that, you know, sometimes I think that people have a perception. I know I had a perception of authors. So here's what I thought. You know, they get up in the morning, they maybe go for a walk or a run and they have their shower, they come home, they make themselves a tea, they sit in front of the window and they write as they look off into the distance, right? This very romantic, beautiful, creative process.
Right. They're in a cottage out in nature and they have the little dog at their feet and the fireplace going, oh yeah, I've had that.
That's exactly what I thought. The truth is, there was times that I went 3 or 4 days without showering. I went into depression. I gained 20 pounds. I cried a lot. There was a lot of nightmares. There was a lot of things that I just didn't want to face and kept wanting to cut out of the book. And I knew that I couldn't, because if I took those things out of the book, then I'm taking away the meaning of the book. And the meaning of the book is to help people know that they're not alone. And that it's safe to share their story. And in the sharing of their story, they can heal from it and they can move forward. And so I had to be as brave as I could be to get that product out there.
And vulnerability is what connects us all too. So to me, for you being so vulnerable, the readers are going to really connect with you.
Oh, you know, that is truly my intention. And there's been amazing feedback so far with people saying, I felt the same way. And that is really all I wanted. And I'm not going to be humble and say if it changes one person's life. Forget that. This is about law of attraction. I want it to change one person's life.
That's right.
I want it to have a big impact on the world and to be part of healing the planet and helping people heal their lives. And you know, I'm just absolutely passionate about that. And I don't feel the need for any of us to be modest around that, because it's such beautiful work that we as human beings on this planet are collectively doing.
Yeah. Well, I've shared at another podcast. I had a patient once who told me that modesty is dishonesty. So I use that all the time.
Oh, I like that.
Modesty is dishonesty. Yep. You can steal it. Steal away.
I'm actually writing it down as we speak.
Modesty, dishonesty. So we're going to put all modesty aside and tell us now, like, more of your journey around this book.
Okay. So right up until a couple of weeks prior to the release of the book, there was information in there specifically around a sexual assault that I hadn't told anyone about. And it happened when I was 15 years old, and I've kept it quiet all this time. And I wasn't sure if I could tell my story. Because frankly, I don't want to talk about it, but I'm learning that by doing so, I'm helping others. So I shared the story with a girlfriend. We went for lunch and I'm like, I don't know if I can put this in the book. And I just opened up and shared the story. And she surprised me by just naturally sharing a personal story of hers with me and saying to me, you know, we all know about it, but none of us talk about it. And so I don't feel like I've ever been able to release the shame or to heal. Mm. And I knew in that moment I had to be brave and I had to leave in the stories, even if I thought, you know, someone's feelings might be hurt or that I might be putting myself in this vulnerable situation. But what is so important is that we are transforming our feelings of less than. And when there are things in our life like a sexual assault, we can often really feel that we're less than, that we don't value ourselves because we internalize it. And, you know, for a lot of people, this leads to them being promiscuous and so on because they already feel like they're worthless because of what's happened to them. And so,
and shame grows in silence. It grows. That's the only way for shame to be released is to talk about it.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. And to just let it out, you know, with people in a safe surrounding and a safe place. It's not everyone's journey to write a book and talk about it, but just to be able to release that emotion around it, because that's what we really want to do. Let go of the emotion, let go of those less than feelings so that we can transform them into more than enough. So that was a powerful experience for me. And I'm so grateful to my friend who just followed her intuition and opened up and shared in that moment something that, you know, I had no idea was in her past and that she was able to heal as well. Because then I included that in the book and I was brave and I released on time. I will tell you a funny little story about this because you've asked about the releasing of the book. For any of your listeners who have ever been pregnant, they know that last 2 weeks of the pregnancy, you just want it out.
My boys both came early, so I had the opposite. But yes, go on.
So for people who do go full term, you walk around belly first, hand on back, pacing, miserable, cranky, get it out, right? And that is exactly what I was like. And, you know, there was a couple of people that suggested, let's push the release date for a few days. And I would respond with that maniac look on my face, get it out.
I love that.
So we stuck with that original release date, and we had planned a free launch for the first 20 or 48 hours for the ebook, not the paperback, but the ebook. And I had been intending for the last 3 years writing this book that this book will be a number one bestseller, period. And many people around me, likely trying to protect me, would say, well, you know, if it doesn't launch as a bestseller, if it doesn't become a bestseller, that's okay. Because you can just try again. You can do a campaign later on, you know, once you have a larger platform and more followers and so on. And I'm like, no, it's happening. And, you know, my feeling is that it's going to happen on the very first day, but it's happening. It's non-negotiable.
Non-negotiable. Yes. I love that.
Absolutely. I was not willing to compromise or to let go of that vision at all. It was happening and I trusted the universe to make it happen. So we launched at midnight, and I had no idea how to track things and so on. But thankfully, Chris is the technical person. And at 10:30 in the morning, he says, Victoria, in this very calm voice. And he's like, you need to come here. And I went over to his computer and we were number one in four categories.
And I have goosebumps.
I
I wish I was there. I feel like I'm there at that moment. Okay, go on. I see myself with you in your pajamas and everything.
There was a lot of jumping up and down and a lot of gratitude. And then, you know, it went on to, after the 48 hours, becoming a number one bestseller in the paperback version and in the ebook version as well, and in more categories as well, 7 in total. And the workbook is the accompanying workbook is doing great with it as well. And I have to say that, you know, a really important piece is being grateful. And I've been just so focused on being grateful and including people in the process and listening to their stories and making sure that I worked it into the book. And during the release period, the release of the book period, just really spending the time in gratitude. Just this may be sharing a little bit too personal of information, but I don't think Chris will mind. We would literally go lay down on our bed and hold hands, and we would go back and forth saying what we're thankful for.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Almost like a prayer, you know, just, you know, thank you, universe, for this. Thank you, family, for this. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That it's just been such an amazing experience that has, you know, it's that something more that you were talking about before, like the, or even better, you know, we asked the universe and we declared what we were going to do. However, the universe had even better things in mind.
Uh-huh. Well, you told me before this call that you first saw that you were a bestseller in a couple categories. Tell us more about that, because that's where gratitude came in, right?
Absolutely. That is where the gratitude came in. And we were just so incredibly thankful for the good run. You know, we were like, I think we saw that, you know, we had achieved our goal and we were good with that. And we were just so incredibly grateful. And then the next day to notice, number one in more categories and in the paperback version, and the gratitude just growing and growing and growing, and the appreciation to everyone who took part in that, you know, every single person who browsed through Amazon, you know, whether they purchased or not, just so thankful for people who are drawn to this type of work. And interestingly, I'm exhausted by this point. So I went to bed, and at about 1 o'clock in the morning, Chris woke me up and he's like, it's hit number one in 2 more categories. And I was like, just let me sleep. I can't take
it. Chris is staring at the computer like, no, more, more. He's such a good man. Oh my gosh.
So we're so incredibly grateful. And you know, it takes an entire team of people to be able to accomplish something like this. And it's a team of people that I have not even met or spoken to, but we've connected energetically on this platform of transforming from less than to more than enough. And I'm incredibly grateful.
And you've done quite a lot to prepare yourself for this, as far as, again, Heal Your Life training is all about saying that I'm worth it. I am a beautiful being and I deserve all that I'm asking for. That's what I love about Heal Your Life training. The Heal Your Life work is all about self-love and saying I'm worth it, right?
Yes, absolutely. And that we don't have to do anything to be worthy, that we were born worthy. We're born enough. We're born deserving. And I think so often in our society, you know, when someone achieves success, we feel that they have had to have something done to deserve it. And, you know, when we are born deserving, we are born enough. And there's so many great affirmations that Louise shares that I use every day in my practice. And I would like to share with your listeners as well. You know, everything is always working out for my highest good. And out of this situation, only good will come. And, you know, if you can make
it. I use that affirmation for years, by the way, just so you know.
Yeah, isn't that a beautiful one? Yeah. And just, you know, throughout the day, no matter what you're doing, all is well. All is well.
All is well. All is well. Well, before we started this call, I just want you to know that Victoria did this beautiful meditation with me, and it's really brief, and I just wanted her to share it with you guys because it was just felt really, really energetically awesome. And so would you mind sharing that?
I don't mind sharing that at all. And this is actually from, it's not a meditation, but I've kind of turned it into one. It's from the book, You Are a Badass, by Jen Sincero. Uh-huh. And I was reading through it yesterday morning before some coaching calls, just preparing myself energetically for the coaching calls. And I thought it was really appropriate to turn these these points into a meditation. So I would love to share that with your listeners. So
as what a treat. Oh my gosh.
So as a listener, if you can just think about something that is in your life that you desire to manifest, and it can be around anything, health, relationships, around your work, around your health, around your spiritual life, whatever you would like that to be, just get crystal clear on what it is that you desire to manifest. So see that in your mind's eye. Really feel what it would be like to have that, what you desire to manifest. Fall absolutely head over heels in love with having it and believe that it is already here. Just absolutely decide that you will have it. You will have what you desire to manifest. Inform the universe or God, whatever your spiritual choice is, source, to your intention. And then follow through by behaving and thinking as if you already have it. Take some time, meditate, connect with the absolutely infinite possibility. Connect with your intuition, listen closely, connect with your source energy. And then take hell-bent, joyful, passion-fueled action towards what it is that you are manifesting in your life. Be grateful that it is yours. Be grateful that it is already here. Breathe, feeling what it is that you have. Let it inside of you. And let it go at the same time, knowing that it is already here, just for the having, just for the asking, just for the reaching. It is yours. You are enough, and you deserve it. And so it is.
So it is. Oh, I'm so glad we're recording this, because then I can listen to it over and over again.
Love it.
Oh my gosh. That's powerful stuff. And I really want everyone who's listening to realize just that one little meditation will change your life, because whatever we place into our minds and we come from that place of gratitude and belief and the just understanding how the universal energies work, all that you're asking for is there. It's there. Just waiting for you to catch up with it sometimes, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's just, you know, so many different proverbs through so many different cultures and religions and ways of thinking that, you know, ask and you shall receive.
Yeah. Well, Victoria, thank you so much for this. I want people to know how to get in touch with you, become a Heal Your Life trainer like me. So worth it, everybody. And of course, hanging out with Victoria in itself was just awesome. Like, just you, I told you this, Victoria, at the training. I said, I met a lot of people. I worked with some of the best. You know, I trained as a Hay House. Robert Holden was my happiness coaching teacher. Denise Lynn was my soul coaching teacher. But I feel like you are so authentic and genuine, and I just adore you. Just adore you. So tell us how people can get in touch with you, sign up, get your book and all that.
Wonderful. Thank you. And thank you for that compliment, because that is the greatest compliment to me, that I can be authentic and genuine. And oh, it's so much easier than trying to be someone else or someone who
I know.
Let me just share
They're already taken, right? Why would we be someone else? They're taken.
And let's just share that with your listeners too. You know, your job is not to be Wayne Dyer. You know, your job is not to be Gabrielle Bernstein or me or Michelle. Your job is just to be you. You are magnificent.
Yes.
So my book is called Do That and Then Some, Transform Feelings of Less Than to More Than Enough. There is a book and a workbook. You can purchase them together or separately. And they are on Amazon. So they're on Amazon.ca and Amazon.com.uk.in for India. Wherever you are as listeners, it's definitely there for you. You can also go to my website, which is victoriajohnson.org, and there's a free book resource section. So throughout the book, when I talk about things like goal setting or forgiveness or affirmations, you can go to the website, victoriajohnson.org, and there's going to be free resources there for how to do those things, to take you through those steps. For the Heal Your Life training, and it was awesome spending that time with Michelle, the website is thetraining.ca. And the next training coming up is starting March 30th in Calgary. It's going to be an absolutely amazing week. And anyone who wants more information on that can also email me at victoria@thetraining.ca, or they can just call or text me. I don't mind leaving my phone number, which is 1-780-228-1238.
I love that, Victoria. And you are going to be that woman on big stages. And you and I have already talked about, we're going to be on stage together. So watch out, world.
And so
we're going to be there together, which would be super cool. It's going to happen. I'm already placing that. That intention is done. It is done.
Absolutely. I can't wait. I'm excited to see you there.
Yes. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And I really hope you all got a lot out of this. I know I did. I'm just so in love with how the universe brings these people out of the woodworks who are showing up, who are saying yes, who are taking courageous steps, but mostly are realizing they're deserving of a great life. Because all of you who are listening, you deserve a great life too. And it's coming to you. It's coming. Me listening to these podcasts is really going to shift your life. So thank you for supporting me. And again, I'm so excited I reached that 10,000 mark. Like, isn't that awesome, yeah. Victoria? Oh my gosh, yeah. I know. Absolutely. I'm like, woohoo!
It'll just keep growing.
Yep, absolutely. I've set intentions for at least 50,000 by the end of the year, but I think I'm going to blow that out of the water. This is something better, right?
Absolutely. I can't wait.
Yes. So, and thank you for listening. Anyone who wants to be on my podcast, please reach out to me at my website at michelle-joy.com. That's michelle-joy.com. And thank you for listening, and happy manifesting.
Thank you again for listening to my podcast. I really appreciate all of your support and for listening to my wonderful guests who have given their time, their expertise, and of course, their excitement and joy around law of attraction to you all. And so I wanted to tell you a little bit about what I've got going on. I've got some quick announcements. I do so much and I want to share it with the world. And so I want to tell you about what's going on in my Michelle Joy world. One of the things is I'm doing a Manifest Your Soulmate online course. It does close tonight. So if you hear this recording on January 31st, great. You can still sign up. If you don't hear it, that's fine. I'll be having other courses. Just keep your ear out or go to my website at michelle-joy.com because I'm starting to put more information, more courses out there so I can better help you. I also have my book, Thrive and Shine, How to Find Happiness When Life Falls Apart. And the book is really about how I found true happiness and joy through the law of attraction, but through getting through the trauma of my divorce. So if any of you are going through a hard time, this is a great book. A lot of people told me that it's helped them. It's just exercises at the end of every chapter. So I kind of really want to help people make it a lived experience more than just reading it. I want them to get some shifts in their life. So that's why I wrote it. So check it out. It's on Amazon. And I also have my meetup. So I teach called the Law of Attraction for Happiness. I mention it a lot of my interviews, but I just want to let you know that I'm still doing that, that it's in Portland, Oregon. I'm now moving it to the first Monday of every month. I'm just going to do it once a month now and just make it a really awesome experience and do some great exercises. And I do all these amazing things to help shift your energy, but also make you a fantastic attraction magnet. And the best part is you get to meet other people who are living or want to know more about the law of attraction. So talk about awesome people. So if you live in town or live nearby, definitely check it out. And then lastly, I do a video series called 365 Days of Joy. I've been doing it since May of 2018. So I'm on, I think, day 258 today, which is crazy. But what I love about doing that is it encourages me to always follow my joy, focus on joy, because when we follow our joy, we focus on joy, that comes back to us. And I've seen it in my life over and over again. And I also hope to inspire you to follow your joy too. So check that out. It is on YouTube, but you can see all this on my website at michelle-joy.com. But I just want to let you know all that's going on because I want to let you all know that I'm here for you. I want to help you be a master manifester. I want you to manifest love and money. And most, I want you to manifest joy and happiness. That is the most important thing for me. So thank you again for supporting this podcast. It has gone gangbusters. I can't believe how much support we've had. Keep supporting it. You know, if you like it, rate it, make it your favorite or however you want to do it. Just let me know you love it and let others know you love it too. Because when we get this message out to everybody, everybody knows that they have an amazing life no matter what. So thank you again for listening and happy manifesting.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.